This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talk a lot about education on this program because it's important, honestly. And one of the things we do from time to time is talk to college presidents to see what it's like running the institutions that are on the front lines of the debate that we're having in this country over higher education and its merits. Kathleen McCartney took over as the president of Smith College a little less than 6 months ago. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
How did you get into this strata of education? You know, how do you become a college president?
I think most people would describe themselves as accidental college presidents. I am a developmental psychologist, and I spent most of my career doing teaching and research. And when I was a professor at Harvard, Larry Summers, who was the president, asked me to be the acting dean of the Ed School, the Harvard Graduate School of Education, for a year. And I got the bug. So I ended up being permanently appointed. I ran the Harvard Graduate School of Education for 8 years. And then I was recruited by Smith. And I thought I had one more big job left in me. So here I am.
Talk to me, though, about the management of it. It must be a difficult exercise in personnel management, managing strong-willed academics, having to deal with donors, having to deal with alumni, everybody.
Well, there are lots of stakeholders, and you've captured most of them, but I think that's the fun part of it, to tell you the truth. Of course, I'm a psychologist by training, so...
Yeah, so that's your thing.
Right? I like people, yeah. And I think if you can hear criticism as caring about an institution, then you're all set, and that's how I try to look at it.
Speaking of criticism, there is no small amount of it about higher education
right.
in this country today. So let's tick through the list. The first, obviously, is cost. I mean, arm and a leg is being cheap about it.
I think what's important for me to do in my role, as well as other college presidents, is to help people think past the sticker price, because most people don't pay the full costs of higher education.
But it seems so daunting, that idea of, and I get nobody pays the sticker price, but that idea of financing 4 years of higher education in this country. I mean, the student debt in the United States now, as I'm sure you know, is over $1 trillion.
I do, and I think we have to educate families, because some colleges really aren't a good bargain. Other colleges like Smith really are. So what parents and students should do when they're doing their college tours is to find things out like, how much debt does the average student leave this college with?
Let me take the second part of the affordability and access thing, the idea that we want, I think we want, as many people who want to go to college in this country to be able to go. Do we have enough access to higher education?
Well, I think we could do better for low-income families. And I actually say that as someone who came from a working-class family.
Yeah, I mean, we should get your bio in here, right? First to go to college, low-income
yes.
family, or working-class family in Medford, Massachusetts, right?
That's right. My father worked in a factory. He raised 5 children along with my mother. I'm the oldest. And I was fortunate enough to grow up in Medford, Massachusetts, home of Tufts University.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there thanks to generous financial aid.
Do you think that is happening enough today? Somebody with your background having an opportunity to go to a place like Tufts, which I will tell you, I did not get into when I applied.
I think that increasingly it's happening. I mean, we have students who are going to be enrolling in Smith next year who went to charter schools, you know, just from the lowest of low families. So we're trying to do as much outreach as we can, and I know that other colleges are doing the same.
Kathleen McCartney, president of Smith College. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.